نحمد الله العلي العظيم ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم وبعد يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز عن إبراهيم عليه السلام ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم وقال حبيبنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم في معنى الحديث إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب ألا وهي القلب ألا وهي القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلوات والتسليمات يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Honorable Ulama, Respected Elders, Beloved Brothers and Friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Life indeed is very short. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu has put us in this world for a very, very short time. Today a man lives 70, 80 years, what we say he had a good innings. Let us look at those nations that came prior to us, such nations that lived not for 80 years, not for 100 years, but such nations that lived for thousands of years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regard to Nuh alayhi salam, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Allah explains the period of his mission of da'wah ilallah, 950 years. Only the period of his mission, inviting people towards the oneness of Allah. 950 years. When he was asked that, O Nuh, for how long did you live in this world? What was his reply? He said, my lifespan in this world was such a house with a front door and a back door. It was as though I just entered the front door and then I came out from the back door. That is how short my life was in this world. A man who lived more than 1,000 years, that was his understanding of his lifespan in this world. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a day of qiyamah, when jami'ul ins wal jan, when every human being from the first man till that last person to come till the day of qiyamah will be standing in front of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu on the Maidan Hashar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask every human being, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How long did you live in this world? كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. How many years did you pass in this world? This human being, this insan, although he lived thousands and thousands and thousands of years, or he lived 80 years, or he lived 100 years, what will his reply be to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu on that day? Labithna yawman, aw ba'da yawm. I lived One day, nay, not one day, a part of a day. Why? Because one day of akhirat, 50,000 sana. One day of akhirat, the duration of one day of akhirat, 50,000 years. So my beloved brothers and elders, Allah has put us in this world for a short while. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, explaining to us what the reality of life is, our lifespan in this world, الدنيا ثلاثة أيام. الدنيا ثلاثة أيام. The actual lifespan of every human being is 3 days, as he says. الدنيا ثلاثة أيام, 3 days. يوم مضى ما بيدك منه شيء. The day that just passed us yesterday, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, what did you gain from that day? مَا بِيَدِكَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. One day is gone. 2 days remaining. وَيَوْمُ غَدٍ لَسْتَ تَدْرِي أَنْتَ تُدْرِكُهُ. Tomorrow that is to come. What does Nabi alayhi salam says? No human being has the guarantee that he will see tomorrow. 2 days gone. 1 day left. وَيَوْمٌ أَنْتَ فِيهِ فَاغْتَنِمْهُ. The day that you are in, usse fayda uthao. Take advantage of the day that you are living. Why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say فَاغْتَنِمْهُ? Utilize it. Take advantage of it. Use it as Allah wants you to use that day. Why did he say so? Furthermore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, كَمْ مِمْ مُقْبِلٍ يَوْمًا لَا يُكَمِّلُهُ. How many a man, he gets up in the morning, he bids farewell to his wife and his kids, لَا يُكَمِّلُهُ. He hasn't got the tawfiq of coming home at night to say, اللهم بِسْمِكَ أَمُوتُ وَأَحْيَا. وَكَمْ مِنْ مُسْتَقْبِلٍ لِغَدْ لَا يُدْرِكُهُ. How many a man, he completes the day. He goes to bed at night, اللهم بسمك أموت وأحيا, reciting the dua of sleeping. Hasn't got the tawfiq of saying, الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. 3 days gone. That is our life in this dunya, beloved brothers. One bubble. About to burst anytime. But now, beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us here for a reason. Allah wants us to be successful, to live a life of success, to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are we going to gain that success? How are we going to obtain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By studying the life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Studying the lives of our predecessors, Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Our role models. What made it so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this world, before even they met Allah, Allah granted them the certificate of His pleasure, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. That Allah was pleased with them, and they were pleased with Allah. Why? What made it so? Because, beloved brothers, see, in this world, each human being, he has two sides of his life. One is his bodily life. In general, today, every human being is making effort to nourish his body, to beautify his body, to comfort his body. This chase from the morning till the evening, from dawn till dusk, from dusk till dawn. One whole chase, one race, one competition to nourish, to beautify, and to comfort this body. That is all. But in reality, beloved brothers, this body, this physical state of mine and of yours, this body has no value in the eyes of Allah. Ulama have written in the Quran Kareem, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses insan, Ya ayyuhal al-insan, O nas, O human being, Allah does not address it, Allah does not refer to this body. Allah refers to that second part of us, the ruh. Because this body, beloved brothers, when mort comes, when death comes, it is a bodily death. Once we are put 6 feet down, this body disintegrates. It becomes the morsel of some insect. It becomes the morsel of some worm. Gone. What remains is the ruh. It is now the shaitan, the effort of shaitan and the struggle of shaitan to make us ghafil, to make us unmindful, neglectful of our other side. That is our ruh, which holds real importance in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, their whole life, effort, struggle, sacrifices, was not to nourish and to beautify and to give comfort to this body, beloved brothers. No. It was to the ruh, the soul. That is why one day, one sahabi, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a very, very thin, very thin sahabi. So when other companions of his, other sahabas used to see him, they used to look at his shins or his calves or his feet. They would laugh at him. They would tease him. They would look at him and say, look how thin he is. So thin calves, so thin. When Nabi alayhi salatu salam heard this, he was very upset. He said, Beware what you are saying with regard to Abdullah bin Mas'ud. He may be thin, he may be weak bodily and physically, but on the day of Qiyamah, Abdullah bin Mas'ud will be more weightier than Mount Uhud. It was not his body, it was his ruh. Because he nourished this ruh with iman, with yaqeen, with la ilaha illallah, with dhikr of Allah, with tilawat of Quran, sacrificing, making mujahada on his ruh, so that this ruh, this heart, becomes receptive of Allah. This heart becomes receptive and recognizes who is Allah, and becomes receptive to what Allah wants. It is not the body, beloved brothers. Inna Allah la yanzur ila suwarikum wa amwalikum, walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa amalikum. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this so beautifully. That Allah, what is important in the eyes of Allah? لا ينظر إلى صوركم. He does not look at your outer, your physical status or your body. وأموالكم. Neither does Allah look at your riches, your richness, your whatever you possess. ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. But He looks at your amal, your actions, and your heart. Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, beloved brothers, they made such effort on this ruh, on this heart, that they knew what Allah wants from them. At any given time and moment, their hearts were mutawajjih, receptive towards Allah. They made such an effort, such qurbani, such mujahada, such struggle, that beloved brothers, physically they were in this world, but when they turned to Allah in salat, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, as-salat mi'rajul mu'min. Physically they were in the world, standing on the earth, but where was their ruh? Had traversed the seven heavens. Mi'raj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We heard bayan recently of Mi'raj. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam traversed the seven heavens. That gift Allah gave us also, beloved brothers, that not physically, but spiritually, we can make Mi'raj when this heart becomes receptive to Allah. When effort is made on the ruh. I will relate to you one incident which Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba. Read Hayatul Sahaba, beloved brothers. We learn the life of Sahaba. What was their mizaj? What effort they made on salat, on iman, on yaqeen, on dhikr, tilawat of Quran. Amazing, beloved brothers. Abu Rayhana radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a companion, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, spends time in the path of Allah, he comes home. But it was the habit of Nabi alayhi salam that whenever Nabi alayhi salatu salam returned from a journey, he did not run home first. Where did he go first? He first went to the masjid, two rakats of salat, and then he went to visit Fatima radiallahu anha, and then his beloved wives. So this very sahabi, nurtured in the company of Nabi alayhi salam, the student of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Rayhana, returns from a journey, goes to the masjid, two rakat of salat, and then he comes home. When he comes home, beloved brothers, they were human beings like me and you. His wife waiting for him. Allahu Akbar. What does he say? I bought this present for you, and I bought that present for you, I got this for you. No. What does he say? He comes back after Isha. What does he say? He says, give me permission, just two rakats of namaz. Give me permission, I want to make two rakats of namaz. When we come home, beloved brother, we forget all what we spent in our 40 days and 4 months. Just looking at the face of our beloved wives. What does he say? Give me permission, just two rakats of namaz. Allahu Akbar. The hearts were made. Connection with Allah. Hearts mutawajjih to Allah. Receptive to Allah. Allahu Akbar. He's in salat. Wife next to him. She's not busy in the kitchen. Next to him, waiting for him to make salam. The whole night passes. The next thing he hears was the muaddin saying, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. Fajr time. His wife taps him on the back and says, Aba Rayhana, ama lana minka nasib? Do I have a right upon you? Ghazawt. Wata'ibt. Waraja'at. Ama lana minka nasib? You went out in the path of Allah. You tired yourself. Don't I have a right upon you? Wallah, what did he say? Wallah, when I made niyat, when I said Allahu Akbar, I forgot everything. Jannat, Jahannam, Akhirat open in front of me. Mi'rajul mu'min, salat. Why did this take place, beloved brothers? The heart was connected to Allah. Not the body. It was the heart. So we have to make this effort, beloved brothers, in this lifespan of 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. Today, beloved brothers, all our efforts, how pitiful will it be? How sad will it be that a man who lived this life of 70 years, nourishing his body for 70 years, mashallah, he goes to the gym, muscles, picking up weights, you name it, beloved brothers. But on a day of Qiyamah, he stands in front of Allah, not this body, but that ruh, thin, weak, lean. How will it be, beloved brothers? Yawmul hasra, yawmul nadama, on that day of regret and remorse. This life Allah has given us of 50, 60, 70 years, we should eat. No one says no. Drink, no one says no. Look after the body, but that is not a priority. The greatest need, beloved brothers, is the need of the ruh, the need of the heart. If a man who loves his life feeding and nourishing his body, beloved brothers, but does not look after his ruh and his heart, in the eyes of Allah, that man is poor. He's a destitute. He's wretched. One more incident and I will terminate. In this lifespan of ours, beloved brothers, as I mentioned, struggle, qurbani, effort, mujahada, to recognize what Allah wants from us. There was a king. Who had a daughter, a princess. She had reached of age to get married. So her father was quite perturbed and worried that my daughter has now reached an age she should get married. Many, many proposals came. She refused. So one day the father comes and says, "My beloved daughter, I think now it's time you make up your mind." She says, "No problem, father. I'm ready. On one condition. Invite who you want to. Call all the people that you're inviting in one big hall. I want you to hire some sculptors to make statues that represent me, that must look identical like me. And you put all those statues in the hall, and I will be standing there as well, dressed up exactly like those statues. And every person that comes to see me, he must be given a specific time to make me out, to recognize me. If he does not recognize me, or he fails to recognize me in a stipulated time, he must be killed." The father said, "Well and done." So many, many sculptors got together and they made statues of this princess. The day came, all the statues were ready, all dressed up, just as the princess was dressed. They all stood there. Many came, all failed. There was one cobbler, shoemaker. He said, "Let me give it a shot. What will I lose? I've got nothing in this world. If I get killed, I get beheaded, what's wrong? I've got nothing to lose." So he gave it a shot. And he went in. One round he took and he put his hand on the head, on the princess. She was baffled. So quick time. This simple Simon. How did he make me out? Nevertheless, they got married. After the marriage, the princess still had this doubt that how did this man make me out? So she asked him, "Oh my husband, now husband, just relate to me, explain to me, how did you make me out?" He says, "Before I even came into the room, when I heard of this so-called venture, I went to all those people close to you, all the courtiers, all the khadims, all your servants that work for you. I went to each and every one of them to ask them, inquire, investigate, what are your likes and dislikes? So each one told me that you dislike onions and the smell of onions. So the night before I came into that hall, I took onions and I rubbed it off. I literally had a bath in onions. I literally had a bath in onions. And when I came into the hall, I just took one round and immediately you frowned. And I knew, this is my beloved. And I put my hand on your back. Beloved brothers, he made an effort to get something which is perishable, temporary. We have to make an effort to put our hands on Allah. To make an effort in this 50, 60 years lifespan of ours to learn, what does Allah love? What does Allah hate? This heart is to become mutawajjih, receptive to the commands of Allah. Today, beloved brothers, we see a Muslim eating with his left hand. Or standing and drinking. What happens to the heart? Nothing. Because the heart is not receptive to Allah. One command of Allah breaks, no problem. One non-Muslim breaking the command of Allah, what we say, he's non-Muslim, he's not mukallaf. No, beloved brothers, Muslim or non-Muslim, when the command of Allah breaks, the heart must pain. Because why, beloved brothers? This heart has to become conditioned and become responsive. And has to become receptive to the commands of Allah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my beloved brothers, Allah has given us this lifespan of 50, 60, 70 years. Make a determination. Make this firm determination, azam, a firm intention. I've given enough time to this body of mine which is going to perish, which is going to become a morsel of food to the insects. It is time now I make it a determination to work on my heart, to work on my ruh, that tomorrow when I stand on the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati aw kama wa ma alayna ila al-balagh wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.